Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
...or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show. Good afternoon, Patriots, and welcome back to another episode of Occam's Razor. Well, for those of you who were here with us yesterday, you witnessed live on the air, I had some issues with my soundboard. I'm in the process of sending that back to the manufacturer right now. So, hopefully this is actually working today. I'm not certain whether it is or not. So, I need you to tell me in the audience that you're hearing me, that you hear the... No robots today. Tell me that you hear my voice and it's perfectly normal. And tell me that you hear the music. And then once Abe is here, make sure you tell me you can hear Abe too. I hear you, Abe, but the audience can't yet. All right. You're good today. Good. All right, you guys... We have some incredible stories to tell. You know, a couple of months ago when it was first reported that Texas and Florida were sending illegals up north to Democrat states, so people got angry with me that I took some delight in that. Well, you know, in my opinion, turnabout's fair play, and if the Democrats want to dump illegal aliens, if they're going to let them over the border regardless, if they want to dump them in conservative communities, small-town America, Republican states, they can have them. Why is it they should foist these illegals upon us? Give them to themselves. All right, you guys, sit back, relax, grab your popcorn. We're going to be right back after this. And please join me in welcoming my co-host for this and every Thursday, Mr. Al Keelan from Uncensored Abe. Abe, how are you today?
I'm hanging in there, man. We're doing the one day at a time until further notice thing, as you guys have probably heard. But I just want to say everyone out there that has provided support and prayers and spreading the message and just trying to lift up, not just myself who's going through a very difficult time, but really the whole community. Seems like there's a lot of people that are going through some tough times. God bless Misty. Yeah. She lost her mother recently. Son on the green card, obviously, still struggling with the accident. And many other people as well in the community, you know, many different kind of ways have been targeted and or, you know, are dealing with some type of demons. So at a time like this where, you know, we've put so much into what we've done, and honestly, I'm extremely proud of all of the presentations and the information and the content that I've been able to bring to the community. But and it's never been about a dollar, right? It's always just been about the information. It's always been about trying to get perspective information out there. But there's a time where I'm like, man, I've never had to lean on our community so much, and it's. They've come through so big for me to keep a roof over my head, to, you know, be able to have me grab a cup of coffee this morning. So I just want to say hello to everyone out there who is in some way or form, prayers or financially, have helped to lift me up and others up in this community. God bless you all. You guys are just an amazing community. And the way you guys come together and have stuck together for everyone who's been part of this movement and truth message has just been You know, it just reminds me that we're doing the right thing, man. Regardless of all of the outside and all of the opinions and all of the, you know, the demons that are trying to take us down, we really are doing the right thing. And I think we've really as a collective have changed the world. And it's sometimes the smell of the roses and remind not just, you know, content creators, but everyone out there, all the digital soldiers who have done their jobs too. So I'm feeling really blessed today, man. I'm feeling really lifted up and people are helping me get through days, and not only just, spiritually and with prayer, but without this community, I'd be out in the street right now. So God bless you guys all very much. Thank you guys for your support and prayers, and keep them coming, please. I'm going to need your help for a couple months.
Yeah, 100%, dude. I absolutely second everything you said. This is the most important thing to me, is the community that we've created, because I've talked about this a number of times before. I mean, I don't know about everybody else here, but until I started this show and until we kind of built up this community, all these various communities and a larger community at that, you know, I felt pretty alone. I mean, there was nobody out there that I could talk to. I had no one to really roll this stuff around with. Didn't know, how I was supposed to interpret what I was learning, what I was seeing, and knowing that there are tens of thousands, if not millions, of other people out there who are also seeking the truth and also hoping to expose the crimes of this global criminal cabal that has infested our nation and our government. It makes it just a little bit easier. And every single one of us is going through the same type of stuff right now. You're absolutely right. It has been a very difficult couple of months, and I'm hoping that in the very near future that's going to turn around. And specifically with regard to Green Card, his wife and family, and perhaps the Foxhole Patriots that put the Give, Send, Go together have put out a couple of updates. His condition is gradually improving. They've attempted to bring him out of sedation on a number of occasions, but his pressure started to go back up again, and so they put him back under. I really do believe that God's going to heal him, and he's going to be up and around before too long. But they would really appreciate it, even if you can't donate anything, because obviously they too are having to spend just a massive amount of money to keep our brother alive and to be able to put a roof over their heads while they're staying there at the hospital with him. But if you can, just go to the Give, Send, Go, leave a prayer, let them know that you're thinking about them, let them know that you're praying for them. And I know that his wife and children and his extended family are really, really going to appreciate it. So I wanted to say a big thank you to EO and to Methods for making sure that they're putting out the updates from the Give, Send, Go. Because there have been a couple of times where I got them and there was just no way that I would have been able to post that stuff immediately. So they've been really on top of it. It's good to know, because it was really difficult to learn what had happened to him and to feel that we were so far away and we couldn't do anything. You know, I mean, God works in mysterious ways, and you never want somebody to be taken home before their time. But the sad fact of the matter is that if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And truthfully, it can happen to any of us at any moment of any day. So you have to savor every moment that you have right now and love the people that are around you, because you never know when it's going to be the last time. All right. So with that said, I want to move on to the top story of the day. Now, as I was saying in the introduction, Abe, I thought it was pretty based that the governors of Florida and Texas were taking those illegal aliens that were getting dumped off by Democrats, whether it be by bus, plane, or them just hopping over the wall. And make no mistake, the only reason they're here is because they're being told to come here. They're being told that they're going to be welcomed with open arms to cross that border illegally and hop over into America and take advantage of the safety and sanctity and security of our land, take advantage of our resources, take advantage of the fact that the government wants them to be here, because eventually they're going to try to turn them into voters, illegal or otherwise. And so instead of allowing conservative communities to be overrun with people who have not been vetted, with people who have not come here legally, Governor DeSantis and Governor, what's his name, in Texas? I'm sorry, I'm totally blanking.
Abbott.
Abbott, that's right. Governor Abbott in Texas began sending those illegals north to places like New York City, to places like Delaware, to places like Washington, D.C. And most recently, we've gotten word that Kamala Harris is the newest recipient of a busload of at least 100 illegal migrants. They haven't just been dumped off in Washington, D.C., Abe. They've been dumped off on the front lawn of her home. So this is something we've joked about over the last couple of years. You know, like, why don't they take them to Nancy Pelosi's house, or why don't they take them to Gavin Newsom's house? You know, why is it that the people of Portland have to deal with homeless encampments all around their properties? Why is it that average, everyday, normal citizens can't fight back and have to just accept that illegals are coming in either to rape, rob, or pillage, to molest their kids, to shoot women in the head at 4th of July celebrations? Just the most disgusting, reprehensible behavior. The Democrats allow it because they don't care what happens to us. But maybe once it starts showing up on their front door, literally, Kamala Harris is going to say something. I think it's hilarious even beyond that, because she is supposed to be the border czar. And as far as I know, Abe, she still hasn't even gone down to the southern border. I think she made a couple of quick trips to several hundred miles away. Texas is obviously a big state, but I've never seen Kamala Harris standing in front of that big, beautiful border fence or at any of the gaping holes that exist because the Democrats refused to close them.
Kamala can barely walk down the street with wanting to pull her panties down. I mean, let's be honest. She's not exactly somebody who can help solve problems such as the border. I'm frustrated, dude. I've been dealing with rhino Republicans who have destroyed our border policies for 20 freaking years, man. And I'm just sick and freaking tired of Republicans kicking the can down the road, of Republicans not actually doing anything to solve the problem, and playing games with human trafficking. Let's be freaking honest. These people are moving illegal immigrants that are trafficking children and other stuff around the country, and they're just moving them around the country. It's not a good policy. I mean, I love the troll, okay? I love the idea, yeah, you want your policies here. You deal with the consequences of your policies, but let's be realistic here. These people are not staying around Martha's Vineyard. They're going to other places within the country, and they're just finding a spot where they can just kind of lay low for a while and find a job where they can make some money and not pay taxes and be a giant burden on the taxpayer system of America. The discussion gets lost in because people talk about compassion for those that are leaving countries that are poor or whatever, and they're coming for opportunity. So the debate gets lost in the compassion side of the argument by Republicans. It's not a compassion debate. It is, we have a right to know who is coming to and leaving our country, period. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of anything else besides the open border policies that are disastrous to Europe, have been disastrous to the United Kingdom, and have been disastrous around the world. And it's part of a much larger plan to infiltrate America and remove the white vote. Yes, I said it, remove the white vote from any kind of effect in the future. So it is a much larger plan. And there also is nothing but thousands of military age males coming alone. What are these military males coming alone for? Are some of them coming to cause violence and part of Antifa's new militia arm of their movement? Are they going to be coming to America to be not just Antifa, but targeting individuals who need to have a re-education about their views?
True.
This is the bigger picture of what is happening here. And no one seems to want to actually address the issue. They just keep kicking the can down the road. You know, here's an idea. Instead of spending the money to fly or bus them to inside America, where taxpayer burdens continue to happen daily, and we can't afford to have this kind of problem in local communities, Let's bus them or fly them to Caracas or somewhere in Venezuela or somewhere back where they came from and say, have a nice walk back if you want to come. The reason why this disastrous policy is happening is because nobody is stopping it, period. Yep. No governor on the border, Abbott or anybody else, DeSantis, anyone on the border is actually doing anything to stop the influx of people coming into America illegally. And until somebody actually grows a freaking spine in this country and says, enough's enough, close the freaking border, we have no idea what kind of disease and everything else that's coming into this country, stop it, permanently now until we have comprehensive immigration reform that actually deals with the issues and the loopholes that Republicans put in place in our disastrous immigration system. That's the discussion I wish we would more have about this, not just the fun of sending immigrants to troll people. It's pointless to me, bro.
Well, here's the thing. The border is the domain of the federal government. You know, yes, obviously it's Texas's border, but it is the federal government that has the control over closing up those gaps and actually filling it. I don't know that Texas has the resources to complete that border fence. I'm fairly certain they don't, you know?
My point in this argument is when the federal government is not performing its assigned duties, sure, and it is neglecting its assigned duties, the state's rights have legal constitutional authority to implement a national or a state emergency and implement the National Guard to close the freaking border. I don't care if people don't like the militarization of the border. It doesn't have to look militarized, but what it can be is flooding people into control centers where you at least screen them and at least find the people who are actually looking for asylum, and not the terrorists and the criminals that are being released from jails in Venezuela and all around the world, Middle East or people of Africa being released from jail coming through our borders here. There's no reason why the governor of a state cannot declare a border crisis and control their borders. They have full and complete and total authority if the federal government is not doing their role. And the will is just not there. They're just not trying to push the issue. And that's why I love Carrie Lake so much, because she's framing the debate with an invasion and a militarization of the border. She's not even trying to hide it that she wants the military at the border.
Right.
I don't necessarily agree with the open militarization of the border. You can put them in border patrol uniforms or whatever, however the hell you want to do it, and make it look so it's not so weaponized. But at the same time, the governors of their states have full authority to handle this, and nobody is doing anything about it. And that's what the frustrating thing is. Just keeps getting kicked down the road, bro.
Well, I have to be honest with you. I am completely behind the idea of a fully militarized border. Look at the borders of any other nation on virtually every border on planet Earth. And you will find that there are people standing there with guns to dissuade people from coming across. But it's my understanding, and, you know, if anybody out there wants to correct me, it's my understanding that the border of Texas is so vast and the resources are already taxed to the breaking point, because they have, like you mentioned, there is human trafficking, there's drug trafficking that comes across. There's also just the steady stream of people coming through any point that they possibly can. You know, we've had friends that were down there on the border, and there are border guards, and they are constantly going back and forth and trying to stop people. But as soon as they move to one place, you've got coyotes waiting out there with, you know, a couple of dozen illegals just waiting to come through at the next place. And then once they're here, I don't know. I guess INS or whoever it is, DHS or whatever the border security agency that is, ICE, it has their hands tied. And so they're just not sending people out. They're allowing people to stay here per the orders of the federal government. I think someplace like Arizona, it's a lot easier because they only have a certain number of open places on the border. I would be 100% in favor of sending the National Guard, getting State Guard as well, recruiting as many individuals, able-bodied young men as possible, giving them AR-15s, giving them M-16s, whatever it is that they're issuing today, and having them stand there at the border at intervals so that they can stop people from coming over. And if they're going to come across that border, I'm sorry, but that's room to get shot right there. All right. We can't just, the reason people are doing it is because you're right. There are no consequences. The United States government has already given word to virtually every nation on planet Earth to let them know that if they come across that border, there won't be anybody there to stop them. There's only so many people that they have working in that capacity. And then once they get here, you know, the only thing they have left to do is to send them into the interior. They should be sending them back to their homes. I'm sure it costs just as much to load up a cargo plane, a C-60 or whatever it is, with a couple of hundred immigrants that have come across the border as it does to load up a couple of 747s and send them into the Chicago suburbs. So, you know, I would hope that Republican governors are doing what they can, but this is truly an issue in my mind that has been developed by Congress and by the Democrat Party. Now, the Republicans are certainly to blame because they have not put a firm foot forward. But I think that we really have an opportunity to change that come November when we have a brand new session of Congress, because I do believe we're going to be controlling both the House and the Senate. And once we control both the House and the Senate, well, then they can go ahead and pass firm, border security bills. They can strengthen ICE. They can strengthen the border security guards. And then they can also put money into actually completing the beautiful border wall that President Trump had began. But of course, that's going to be vetoed by Joe Biden. I would imagine that we're going to have enough people to override that veto. The real test comes in November, comes in January, when we have people coming into office that will have a majority and that will be able to do it. If they continue to kick that can down the road, then we have all the righteous anger we can muster.
Well, here's the bigger thing that drives me nuts about this. We see every day on the news or a politician, we have a fentanyl crisis in this country.
Sure.
We have the fentanyl crisis is killing more Americans than the Iraq war combined, right? And the Afghanistan wars combined. It's not a crisis. It's an attack on America by China. Mm-hmm. We're all like, oh man, boy, look at all the fentanyl and people dying in this country and all these cities and all the spiked fentanyl and people just and families being destroyed by addiction. And man, this is becoming a major problem.
It's been a problem for over a decade.
You know?
Yeah.
It's an act of war by China. And if we don't get control of what's coming into our borders, we're not going to have a freaking country anymore. And the people, families are being destroyed daily. And you're not talking about, inner city poor families who are just, it's always like that. Who cares, as the Democrats would say. But if you're talking about everyone from high-end politicians' daughters, families, to middle class is just being slammed hard to the black and the minority middle class has been being hit extremely hard. I mean, at what point are we going to actually be like, okay, President Trump, one of the reasons why he won was because of his strong border policy. Mm-hmm. It was one of the biggest issues going into the 2016 election, and he had by far the strongest, most comprehensive border strategy that actually, made sense. So actually solved some problems. And, an example of what the Democrats and rhinos do together when they're left unchecked to just sit around and talk about all of the issues. I'm going to go on Fox News again today and cry about the damn border. I'm going to the border and I'm going to show people what's happening. Thanks. Let's have another discussion. Let's have another debate. Let's have another media release about what's happening at the border, and nothing ever freaking changes, dude.
At some point,
America has got to realize that we are at war with China, that they have infiltrated America to the point where they have destroyed our sovereignty, our rights, our civil rights, and we don't even have an election system that is not tied into servers in China with DOD contracts. I mean, mm-hmm. at what point is America going to be like, we really need to start buckling up here and start figuring out a way to actually solve these problems and start bitching about, these people are just coming for freedom. Wake the hell up, man. And at some point, if we don't wake up in the near future and something doesn't start changing at the border, it's going to be too far gone, because going into the election, like I said, they're not bringing Antifa here. Mm-hmm. They're bringing terrorists that have been trained in terrorist camps in the Middle East here,
right,
to a direct targeted, attacks to affect the outcome of the election. That is what's coming.
See,
and nobody seems to want to actually do anything about it, bro.
And this, you're absolutely right. They have been completely absent without leave. There has been no effective policy beyond what Donald Trump and his, kind of collection of willing senators and congressmen were willing to take up during his time in office. But then even that waned once they realized that they were going to be stealing the election from him. This is the reason right here, because why I am at all in favor of sending these groups of people directly into the heart of Westchester County, okay? Because it's not middle class, normal people living in Connecticut, living in Martha's Vineyard, okay? These are the seats of the elite, the seats of power of the elite. Send the fentanyl into the prep schools of the politicians' children, okay? See how quickly they take action on something when it's their children who are dying of overdoses, when it's their children who are getting shot, killed, raped, murdered by these illegals. See what happens when they finally have to pay the price for what they've been pushing upon the rest of America. Now, maybe it's a backwards way to go about it, but in my mind, I'm trying to make the best of an already bad situation. It's clear to me that this session of Congress is not going to do jack shit. They don't care. They are fine to allow it to happen to the rest of us. I think only when that pain hits their front door, when Kamala Harris wakes up to a flaming bag of shit on her own porch, that's the only point at which it's going to finally sink in that something hasn't been done. She goes out there on MSNBC or CNN or wherever it is. She lies saying that the border is secure. Kamala, if the border was secure, how in the world could you have hundreds of illegal aliens camping out on your front lawn? Barack Obama, if the border was secure, how could you have hundreds of illegal aliens sleeping in your backyard in your Martha's Vineyard estate? I want to see them feel the same pain that we've felt for years now. And perhaps that will make them do something. But personally, I don't think it's going to happen until January.
Yeah, I see the point of it. I mean, I'm not trying to minimize. If you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, what are you supposed to do as a governor? But yeah, the realization is the governor should be pushing an invasion. They should be pushing an emergency order to weaponize.
You're right, the messaging
to militarize. Yes, they should be pushing that stuff. And you know, whether or not legally they get it through, and whether or not they can actually, I don't want to hear that discussion. Stop telling me legally what we can and can't do. Push the freaking issue and make the courts decide. And then at that, you know, admitting defeat before you even try is a rhino quality that I am sick and tired of watching happen in this country.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So it's clearly something that needs to be done in a different way. I think that probably Governor DeSantis has been the strongest on this messaging than anybody else. I mean, he's used the word invasion before. He knows what's going on. But again, Florida is very accustomed to dealing with people showing up on boats and having the right type of law enforcement in place to head them off before they can get too far inland. You know, there is... there's something different when you have the Coast Guard and when you have a variety of federal and state agencies that are all right there. And people are not going to get very far if they show up on a boat with a bunch of Haitians or some Cubans, you know. But that's also a different situation because Florida has traditionally welcomed the Cubans because they're escaping a communist nation. It's a completely different thing when you have the United States sending millions and millions of dollars down to these South and Central American nations at the same time inviting them to come up here, and then also allowing for those terror-trained suspects to be coming over from the Middle East to slide right through, bringing their monkeypox and bringing their Ebola and whatever else it might be, you know. So I think you're right. I think we need to pressure our governors to take a harder line stance on this. And that is truly what I like about Carrie Lake, too. You know, wasn't it her who said that she was going to set shipping containers on those holes in the border wall? Because, you know, I mean, it's an easy fix. You know, I mean, there are plenty of shipping containers out there. I don't know how much they're charging people to complete the border wall, you know, per foot. But I think you can get a couple of old used shipping containers for a couple of $1,000 and just stack them two or three high and set them right there in front of the hole. But, you know, at the same time, we also now have the problem of these guys bringing grappling hooks and bringing the type of equipment that they need to go ahead and jump over. I mean, really, we need lasers on these things. We need a little bit higher levels of technology, something perhaps electrify the fences at the very top. So when somebody climbs up and they grab on, then they can fall off and that'll be it. I don't think they'll try again.
I remember when we closed the Iran-Iraq border and was pretty effective at stopping anyone from crossing the border. That's a pretty extensive border. Yeah. And they were able to not use necessarily just human technology, but there is plenty of technology out there that can be used at the border. Look what, you know, I don't want to necessarily go as far as Israel does and turn us into a complete police state. That's not actually the goal. The goal is, first of all, to send the message to everyone in South America that, no, America's border is not open. You're going to be turned around if you walk 2,000 miles and pay $5,000 to $20,000 of your life savings to try to come here. Stop that. Just stop the ability for people to come in. There's no will there to actually stop it. And that's where I just get so frustrated with, because this has been going on for 20, 25 years. We've been watching
longer,
rhinos during the Bush administration absolutely destroyed our immigration policy with terrible legislation. And that's why, that's the real reason why we have a problem right now, is because of rhino buyouts by corporate America.
No, you're right. You're right. So let's continue to press the issue. Let's continue to press it to our governors. Let's, if we live in border states, let's continue to call our legislators. I mean, we've got state assemblies. We've got the House assemblies. We've got the state Senate. We've got federal stuff. So, I mean, you can put pressure on a lot of different elected officials and have something done. You know, I tend to think that the state legislatures are a little bit more closely aligned to what we believe, because, again, they live in those states. They're actually serving in those states. You look at people like Mark Fincham, obviously Carrie Lake, you know, Wendy Rogers, you know, these people are living this nightmare every single day. And so they have our backs on this stuff. All right. Let's go ahead and jump on to the next one. Actually, we got to take a break for the second half of the show, guys. We'll be right back after this. I saw someone in the chat over on Rumble say, create a federal bounty hunter program. I mean, think about how many people we have that formerly served in, you know, a variety of different services, who were previously law enforcement officers. I mean, there is obviously something different that can be done. And I think that it's quite clear with how much money we send all around the world. We could divert some of those funds to put Americans to work here and to keep our border safe at the same time. You know, how easy would it be to set up guard shacks, you know, maybe, you know, once every mile? Somebody could easily man those, a couple of people in every single shack, and we'd be able to go ahead and take care of it in a matter of seconds, I think.
Can I share a screen real quick before we
go ahead.
I want to show you guys something, and this is just, I don't understand why we're not getting more discussion on this, bro, because it is just tragic. Can I talk about a racket for a second?
Go ahead.
The family lawyer racket and the therapist racket and the prescription drug racket with regards to therapists and...
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Psychoactive drugs and opioids. This is official NIH gov from 2020 showing the national drug-involved overdose deaths. Obviously, it's 2020, so it's 20 years ago. But just look at, let's compare it to 2010. Roughly about 35,000, whoops, I just skipped it, 35,000 deaths, overdose deaths involving fentanyl, actually all drug-induced. It was at, in 2010, it was at about 35,000. In 2020, to 91,000. In 2010, there was overdose deaths involving any opioid, all gender, all ages. In 2010, there was 21,000. In 2020, there was 68,000. You're talking about children, men, and women overdose deaths just skyrocketing. And the numbers since 2020 have skyrocketed, you know, tenfold. So this is just an example. Overdose deaths involving prescription opioids. This is the racket that I want to talk about. Prescription opioids, as well as prescription opioids involving methamphetamines, as well as antidepressants. Okay. So you have this thing now where you have these therapists that are getting involved in family disputes and stuff, and they are left wing and, very open-minded to the freedoms of a married woman, so to speak, right? So just kind of speaking in general, no specific terms, just kind of speaking in general. But they're very open to the idea that a marriage doesn't mean you're necessarily committed sexually. So they get into these women's minds. They explain to them how they've been a victim their whole life. They show them how they have to have this victim mentality. They get them involved in opioids and antidepressants that destroys their brain, gets them hooked on these things, on these different kind of drugs, messes with their psychology and the way that their chemical makeup is going at a time when they're already having problems. And then what they end up doing is is they end up destroying women's lives, destroying families, taking thousands of dollars for their cost of telling you how much of a victim you are and how you just need to take these pills so you'll feel better about yourself. And in the meantime, you have somebody who is active in areas that is not normal for them. They're not able to control their emotions. They're not able to control their reactions. And the result of that is the destruction of a woman's mind, purposeful, done by therapists using opioids and antidepressants and all kinds of other drugs to get involved in the people's minds that are not doing anything to help these people, but getting them involved and hooked on pills and telling them they need these things because they're victims is not solving any freaking problems. It is a foundational destruction of the family and the beginning of, or the foundation of what they've been trying to do to destroy families. They've been doing this in the Black communities and in the Hispanic communities for decades now. And now you see it happening all over the country where these therapists are getting involved and saying and pushing a victim mentality and then pushing these different kind of drugs on people. And they're basically unchecked. It is, you've seen as the Justice Department has gone after hundreds, if not thousands of doctors for opioid prescription abuse and trafficking and the rest. This problem just does not get enough attention, bro. And I wish, actually Fox News just happens to be talking about it right now, but it really does need to get the idea that this is an attack on America. This is an act of war by China, and it should be have the response of that seriousness, and I don't see it anywhere, bro.
No, it's true. It's one of those things that kind of just fades into the background, and now it's totally normal to be walking down the street if you live in a metropolitan area and see people just spun out on fentanyl or spun out on bath salts or crystal methamphetamine, completely tweaked out of their mind, zombified, standing in place but fully asleep, slumped over in a doorway. You know, I could never even consider visiting someplace like Portland or Seattle or even a lot of the big cities in California now. I mean, it's just nothing that I would ever consider doing. And I hope that I never have to see that stuff happening here in Florida. I know that, you know, Florida being a sunny state, it's one of those places where homeless people are going to congregate to because it's warm and you don't have to worry about sleeping outside a lot of the time. But yeah, this is a massive problem. And you were absolutely right before when you said it was an invasion. This is an attack on America. And I think one of the reasons that the politicians are okay with allowing it to happen to a certain degree is because it stupefies people, it zombifies them, and it stops them from doing anything other than the act of chasing that next high, making sure that they stay high, that they stay addicted, and that they're willing to do anything to do it. How many of these robberies, how many of these organized thefts that are taking place in California and in other Democrat-run cities do you think are directly related to the fentanyl crisis that we're going through right now? You know, I mean, people have to stay on that stuff. It's very, very powerful, but it doesn't last nearly as long as some of those other opiates. It has a very short half-life when you compare it to these other opiates. And it's a lot more deadly. So people are either going to destroy their lives faster or they're going to die a lot faster. But either way, they're going to commit a lot more damage and a lot more criminal mayhem in the interim. It's an insidious thing, you guys.
Yeah, it is. But, I think we've beat the dead horse on that pretty good. I see a lot of great comments out there about you guys. Also, just like, I'm glad that you guys are getting fired up about this too, because I'm frustrated with the lack of response on this. This is infecting, you know, all over the country, local families. And like I said, the racket that is these therapists that are creating this victim mentality and pushing these psychoactive drugs on people who are already going through chemical changes in their body. They're just creating more destruction and mayhem that is just it's horrific to watch, bro. It really freaking is. The amount of evil on our planet and the amount of people who would rather just make a dime off of somebody who's suffering is just freaking pathetic, bro.
Yeah, it's horrific and it's terrible. And if you know somebody who is suffering in the throes of addiction, then know that there is assistance out there. All you got to do is look for it. If you're somebody who's suffering with addiction, there is help out there. I wanted to show you guys J.R. Majewski's new Ultra MAGA shirt that he's put out. This is his Ohio Ultra MAGA commemorative edition shirt that he's just revealed. And I also wanted to use this as an opportunity to remind everybody that tomorrow I'm flying out to Ohio. Ohio to go to the rally. I'm going to be seeing President Trump speak. Obviously, I'm going to be seeing JR speak. I'm hoping to get an opportunity to meet some awesome people while I'm there, maybe get some interviews in. I've had a number of people reach out and say they wanted to link up with me at the rally. If you see me at the rally, please come up and say hello and we'll hang out for a little bit. But just keep in mind, I have no idea where I'm going to be in this venue. I have no idea if there is some schedule that I have to adhere to. So just I'm not going to be able to make any specific plans to meet people like here at 8 p.m. or something like that. So just keep your eyes open for me. I'll probably be wearing a shirt very similar to the one that you see right now. I should be pretty difficult to miss. Okay. So I wanted to switch over to a little bit of good news. This is actually something that may not surprise you because it's a story that's been in the news for quite a while now, but R. Kelly has just been found guilty on child porn and sex abuse charges. This is not the first time R. Kelly has been convicted of something like this, but it essentially means that he's going to end up spending the rest of his life in prison. Now, on one hand, Abe, it's heartening to know that after years of abusing children and abusing women, R. Kelly is getting his just desserts. But I also think that this is an opportunity for the entertainment industry and for Hollywood and people in power in general to kind of use R. Kelly as like a tokenized example of justice being done, while at the same time, we know that this is happening in a lot more places. R. Kelly is not living in a bubble, okay? This is not an isolated incident. R. Kelly is a symbol of an endemic problem that we have throughout the entertainment industry in people like R. Kelly who hold positions of power, who have the ability to wield that power over people. I can't even imagine somebody comfortably handing over their child to a man like R. Kelly. I mean, these moms and dads, I don't think that they're completely innocent. I think that they must have known that something like this was going to happen. And especially when you have somebody like R. Kelly, whose name is synonymous with pedophilia, whose name is synonymous with child abuse. I mean, it shocks me to think that anybody would allow this to happen.
You know, there's a really sick part about the baby boomer generation that looks at sexuality in a very different way. I don't think those of us that lived through like the sexual revolution of the late 50s, 60s, 70s, that kind of generation, I don't think we realize what effect that had on our society, because the sexual depravity and the lack of respect for, you know, what sex should be and the kind of pleasure mechanism that people use it for now. It's an underlying mental issue or psychological issue that is a massive reflection of the downfall of civilization. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a complete result of the depravity of America, and it's one of the reasons why half the world freaking hates us. Mm-hmm. Because they look at us like, you know, there was a time where they were normalizing bestiality. Now you got them just going out there calling them minor attracted. Mm-hmm. It is there's something very wrong with the mentality that treats sex as a pleasure mechanism only. And it's not a religious thing for me, at least. It's just it's a connection with humans thing. It should be something much more than just a pleasure mechanism to trigger some endorphins in your brain. There's something very wrong with our society to the point where we've over-sexualized children, over-sexualized our culture. Everything we see in magazines, movies, TV is all about the beautification and sexualization of everything we freaking see. And it manifests itself in the abuse of our children. And mm-hmm. It is the complete and total example of the downfall of humanity when you can't protect our children. And this is why we're all massively in this fight together, trying to stand up and say, enough's enough. You start going after kids, that's the line that unites Americans. That's the line that unites humanity, regardless of what skin color or how your eyes look or how your mouth looks. That none of those things matter to people when you start seeing the targeting and the over-sexualization and the destruction of the innocent in our world. And I think that that's, you know, we look back at all of the stuff that we've been, that we've done as part of this, every show, every special, every out there theory that talks about flat earth, everything you want to actually think about, the everything that brings us together is all about our children. And you're watching that now go from before where it was for our children, the union, schools union for our children, right? You're using that go from, yeah, for our children, to people going, No, hold on a second here. Mm-hmm. You're not doing anything to help our children with critical race theory. In fact, you're indoctrinating them, and you're forcing masks on them. You're forcing compliance with authoritarian style a world. That's the thing that is up front and center right now, that has been the foundation of this whole Make America Great Again, America First, conservative, call whatever the hell you want to call it, movement. This movement is united by the fact that our children are over sexualized and are not being protected in our country anymore, and that's what the fight is. So
Abe, I just lost you. Oh, there you're back.
I twitched my finger. Moving forward, that is something that I hope alternative TV, main TV, and content creators and influencers of all style make sure that we're focusing on going into the next month here, because that's the thing we need to start hammering big time.
Truly, truly. Yeah, I mean, this is all about the degradation of morals, the destruction of the family, the twisting of people's psyche. That over-sexualization is part of the mind control mystique. You know, it's what they're doing in our schools with the indoctrination, propaganda, critical race theory. All of it is designed to create a society that is more easily controlled and more easily influenced to be what they want it to be in the future. And that will result in the last days of Rome. I've said that many times before. It feels like we are living in seriously the last days. And when you have all of these things affecting us all at the same time, it can be overwhelming. People are looking around like, you know, what the heck am I supposed to do? You know, the only thing you can do is protect yourself and your family and the people around you that you love, and continue to share the information, because only when people realize what's happening to them are they able to fight back. You know, it happened so gradually that eventually it just got to the point where it was so overwhelmingly obvious. And now we have this incredible situation where people are fighting back. And this kind of ties into the next story that I wanted to talk about. You know, with the fighting back of parents and people going in and telling school districts and systems that we're not going to take this anymore, we're not going to accept the indoctrination of our children and the propagandizing, the moral degradation of our kids. People are going in, they're getting elected to school boards, they're fighting back. So essentially he's saying that these parents who are fighting back against the indoctrination of their children are terrorists themselves. Now, nothing could be further from the truth. People who were at January 6th did not go to that event with the intention of something illegal happening or some type of horrific event taking place. And the people who were there didn't even believe that that's exactly what was happening. The only people who thought that, I believe, were the police in the front line who were beating people, trying to murder them, trying to incite them to create some type of violent act. And the parents who were showing up at these school board meetings are no danger to them. But the FBI and the DOJ, they obviously think there's a problem there too. Have you ever heard Hank Johnson speak? This is the guy who made a comment about too many people standing on the island of Guam and perhaps that it might flip over.
That was that guy?
That was him. That was him. Hank Johnson is the stupidest man in Congress. And the only reason this guy is still in office is because he's a Democrat, and he is so stupid. He is easily controlled. He is the absolute pinnacle wish list of the Democrats, the type of people that they want in office, because this is the type of man that you can just give him a list of talking points and he's going to say whatever's on it. It's like Ron Burgundy, you know, when when you put something on the screen and Hank Johnson's just going to read it. Okay, it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is, how little it makes sense. Yes, he thought that Guam was going to capsize due to the buildup of Marines on the island. You know, but once again, Democrats invoking the name of January 6th, acting as if it's the worst thing to happen in America since 9/11, completely disgusting, and praying right into the hands of the Democrat and media messaging machine. They want to make it appear as if patriotic American citizens who care about their nation, who care about their families, who care about their kids, are racists, sexists, transphobics, just the worst type of humanity that you can possibly imagine. Hillary Clinton's basket of deplorables, and I'm proud to be a part of that.
Well, and I'm glad to see Jim Jordan today talk about the whistleblower discussion of the Gadsden flag being a domestic terrorist symbol and the symbolism that I think actually about 3 weeks ago I was able to get a piece of that and get that out there, and finally it's starting to hit the news in a better manner with the whistleblower and others. But dude, it's when the DOJ is weaponizing the FBI and law enforcement agencies against people who love the Constitution, here's your sign, as our favorite comedian would like to say. At what point are people starting to look around going, what the hell? In the meantime, you have Democrats and Republicans playing along with this January 6th sham for the complete and only purposes of wagging the dog for political gain. It is absolutely disgusting to see what politicians in D.C. will do to try to gain an edge politically over the debate. In the meantime, while they're playing politics with it and Republicans are laying down like the lapdogs that they are, taking it up the shots, they're doing nothing as usual to try to stop an illegal, unconstitutional committee that is resulting in the destruction, the death, the destruction of families and suicides and lives destroyed, wealth destroyed, businesses destroyed, children destroyed, and all for what? For a political move to try to gain favor over Americans going into an election. Watch what happens going into the next month as these disgusting freaking people and the lapdogs that are the rhinos just laying there like, I'm so helpless, I don't know what to freaking do. Nobody do anything about this as they weaponize further the patriotic American who happens to love their Constitution, love their country, and believes in the First Amendment protest rights that we have as the foundation of America. Watch as the Democrats and, again, rhino lapdogs lay there helpless and do nothing to watch as more families be destroyed over a false narrative that, what, 25, 50 people were involved in the criminality, the actual criminality at the Capitol, when there was, what, 4 million? I estimate between 3 and 4 million people who were actually there. You're talking about less a handful of people who were involved in criminality. And the discussion by January 6th from Fox News, from influencers, and from everybody else out there is January 6ers as a whole are insurrectionists. Mm-hmm. And that nobody is pushing back against that. Finally, President Trump is starting to speak out about the families that are being destroyed by this false narrative being used to as a political tool. That's the disgusting nature of our world. Families, children, suicides, destruction, mayhem for political gain. That's the disgusting nature of our world, bro. And it is disgusting to freaking watch.
It's true, you know, and I really wish that we had more people actively speaking about this in an honest manner, because you're right, it was less than 1%, less than a tenth of a percent of individuals that were present in Washington, D.C. that day that did anything approaching something that was disconcerting, that was disturbing, you know. And how many of those people were actually Antifa and BLM that were in disguise as Trump supporters? I mean, you take a look at the number of people that were, feds, the people who were doing this stuff. But then the FBI never even wanted to look for them. You know, look at Bobby Powell, the work he's done identifying individuals that day that were committing acts of terror on the U.S. Capitol. And the FBI wants nothing to do with them. They're not interested, probably because they already know who they are, probably because they're on the payroll in the same way Igor Danchenko was on the payroll for the FBI throughout the entirety of the Spygate and Mueller investigation.
Story. The Mueller trying to hide Danchenko.
Yeah.
Trying to get rid of him. The whole, is there any more discussion about freaking Mueller and Rosenstein? Can I just say I told you so just once in my freaking life?
I'll I'll accept it. I was never a Mueller is a good guy kind of person, you know? So, I mean, I expected that he was just playing cover up the entire time. You know, I mean, it's the same thing, the same playbook every time. You know, make up a lie, investigate until you have spent tens of millions of dollars, find that there's nothing, and then be forced to move on, and then come up with a new investigation, and then just rinse, wash, and repeat all over again. You know, you're talking about the pressures on the American public. It's recently been determined. We know about the 87,000 new IRS agents that have been hired. And we know that that's not going to be for the billionaires of America. We know that's not going to be for the ultra wealthy. It's going to be for the average person out there who is just trying to make a living. Right now, we spend on average as Americans about 25% of our income on taxes. And that is greater than our total yearly expenditure on food, healthcare, education, and clothing. So the vast majority of us are spending the largest amount of our money on taxes every single year. And can you imagine what that's going to be if they're able to successfully get those 87,000 weaponized IRS agents to come out and just start taking more of your money? You know, I mean, I, as a self-employed individual, and I'm sure you as well, Abe, we pay a large portion of our money in taxes to the government because, you know, we pay for everything ourselves. And we don't have the ability to have fancy accountants who can hide that money and put it overseas, you know? So, I mean, they want to come after us. They want to come after anybody who is not a slave to the system. And this is going to be the perfect way for them to do it. I can't imagine spending more than 25% of our income already on taxes. It's going to be a really tough world here in the next couple of years unless something gets done. And this is something I believe that Congress could go ahead and take care of. I mean, if they want to address it, they could definitely address it. And this is a huge, huge issue that we have to bring up with this next Congress.
Well, like I said, I used to work contract work, and in the regulation around surrounding I-9/contract/ self-employed work, they purposefully put damage and regulations into the industry that made it impossible for people to just work on their own. Of course, why? Well, because too many people were actually getting ahead.
Yep.
You know, too many people are actually finding a way to make a living on their own and not be dependent on some corporation or some business to overwork them with 40, 50 hour weeks and underpaid. People just got sick and tired of it. But the system has been overregulated to the point where they make it impossible for people to make that leap to start our own business. That's the foundation of America's economic freedom, is the ability to take a risk like that. And we should be encouraging. That's the greatest policy movement that I just lost his name from CNBC. Economic advisor for President Trump, a great macroeconomics advisor and one of the greatest macroeconomics minds out there that truly understands how to empower people like economic zones that were supposed to be used to encourage women and minorities to start businesses. Those kind of policies were very, very effective. These are actually common sense policy solutions that we could be putting in place with a snap of a finger if we actually wanted to solve any problems in this country. But no, we have a regime that is not interested in helping Americans. We have a regime that is hell-bent on destroying America, and that's the reality that we face right now.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you guys, we're at the end of the show. Let me go through and do a couple of thank yous. This is actually from yesterday, but Merrill, thank you very much on Cash App. Also, Lester, he said, this is for Zach, directing grounding patch on area of pain. I have a couple of grounding pads that I was turned on to by one of the viewers out there in the channel, and I do use those. But it's not helping in the way that, I would like. Maybe it's just because I'm older and I can't heal as fast as I would like. But also over on Buy Me a Coffee, someone said, "You're the news, Zach, my go-to info guy. Love the show." Also, K.A. said, "Love your show. Thanks for all the wonderful guests and the important information you provide." Paula said, "Thanks for all the information you provide. I love the great guests you have on your show." And then Pam, this is from my interview with Jake. She said, "This interview was so moving. Thank you." Thank you very much, you guys. Appreciate that. Also, over on the Foxhole, Paul Thaddeus says, "Hi, fams. Thirst for Knowledge, Dropping Gold Pills, Dale Bercier with a can, Fringe Dweller, thank you very much. Nikki the Greek with a cookie, Sean Joe as well. A Boneless Chicken says, great show as always, Zuck. Sean Joe, thank you for the cookie. Luann V says, the CCP is weakening us for attack. I think you're right. Warrior Mima says, I don't agree with shipping illegals into the country no matter where they are going. Abbott and DeSantis need to rethink what they're doing. They are furthering replacement. And if they are illegal, they need to be deported. They need to clean up their own country. I think you're right, but the problem is the deportation is done by the federal government, which is refusing to deport people. And if they get into the country, and they are getting into the country, then they're being allowed to resettle. And the federal government is giving them food stamp cards. They're giving them health benefits. They're giving them money every single month. And if there's some way to, I guess, offset that, you know, I don't know what else we're supposed to do. Jennifer M says, love both of you guys. Warrior Mima says, we are being taxed without representation. How long are we going to put up with it? We've got a session, a new session of Congress that's going to be coming, and that's something we have to take up with them because this current session doesn't give two shits about us. Chops ITMC says, for perspective, look at the federal court proceedings against Ramos and Compion. Who cares? Dropped a can. And then Sisty Ugler dropped a can as well. Also, Low Country Brooklyn mentioned my Substack over there on Rumble. You can subscribe at my Substack. It's redpill78.substack.com. I have one article up there. I'm going to be trying to write one article per week. And very soon you will be able to support me over there as well. I'm going to be doing a mixture of public articles and private articles. Abe, I see that you shaved today and you look great, buddy.
Chad talking about me looking 10 years younger. I appreciate that, you guys. I getting rid of all that gray up here. You know what I'm saying? Much love to all you guys out there. Thank you for all the support as well. Several donations coming in today to my Buy Me a Coffee. God bless you guys. Thank you all very much. I feel like I'm on a street corner with a sign saying, we'll pontificate for money. I'm semi begging for your guys' help. I am in a very bad situation where, if I can't have the community help lift me up, I'm going to be homeless. So that's the truth of the situation. And I appreciate all you guys very much. If anything, just do me a favor, please say a prayer for myself, my family. I know there's a lot of people hurting out there right now and a lot of prayers are needed far and wide, but you guys have been amazing with your support. And the only reason why I'm able to talk to you guys today is because of all of you guys. So from the bottom of my heart, God bless you all. I'll be back live today, 4 Central, 5 Eastern for another edition of Uncensored Dave. Check out the website if you want to help donate. PO box at the very bottom and links in the middle of the website, uncensoreddave.com. Zach, as always, it's been a blast to hang out with you. God bless you, brother.
God bless you as well. Pleasure as always. Don't forget, guys, because I'm going to be going to Ohio tomorrow. Tomorrow's stream is tonight at 9 p.m. I've got a couple who was kicked out of med school because they refused to get the jab based upon their religious convictions. They've started a nonprofit organization to help other students that are trying to become doctors and help people and don't want to be forced to take an unnecessary and dangerous genetic experiment. So be here tonight at 9 p.m. The links for that are going to be out in just a couple of hours. I passed out the gold pills over on Foxhole. And other than that, good luck and God bless. We'll see you tonight.